Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. We are on Nun Gimel, on the top of the Mishnah. Hanoder minat tamarim. If somebody makes a neder from dates, right? Mutter midvash tamarim. You mutter in date honey. Date honey is not dates. Mistiyavanios. If you make a neder from winter grapes, right? Mutter bechometz stitvanios. You mutter in the chometz, which is vinegar of winter dates. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Kol Shashem Toladito Karuya Olav. Anything that comes from something, Vinoder Haimenu, and you make a neder against it, Asur Biyotza Haimenu. Your Asur, whatever comes from it. So, Lachora, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If you make a neder from honey, from dates, you're Asur and date honey.
Date honey has the same words in it.
Doesn't say anything about words. Kol Shashem Teluya Keruya Olav.
If
whatever comes from it bears the name, then it's Asur.
So date honey
would be Asur. Because it bears the name. It's date honey.
Oh, according to Rabbi
Yehuda. Yeah. V'chacham amatirim. And the chachamim say it is mutter.
That's the Mishnah. That's the great
thing. So the chacham amatirim seems to be the same thing as the Tanakhama. Okay, so look at the Ran.
It's grapes, by the way.
I said that.
Winter grapes.
I said winter grapes.
So if he said you can't have peanuts, you can have peanut butter?
No. According to the Chachamim, yes. And according to... No.
That makes sense to you?
No. Yeah, that's wrong.
Okay.
Peanut butter is ground up peanuts.
Can you wait a minute?
Sure.
Look at the Ran. V'chachamim matirin. It's the third run. The Gemara Parich Hainu Tanakama. The Gemara is going to ask, the third Shita seems to be the same as the first. That if you asser something, you only asser that item, you don't asser a byproduct. Okay? Vikala Medak, Tanakama Mani, who's a Tanakama? Lo Rab Yosi, Vlo Rabbanan. It's neither of the two Shitas from yesterday. Why? The Hamrinan Bepluksa, because yesterday we had a Machlokas, Dikum, Vichalav, whey and milk. Kalhecha dekari lekuma dechalba aser afilu rabbanan. If it's called the way of milk, it's aser according to the rabbanan. Yeah, v'dvash tamarim v'chometz sizvanios. Therefore, date honey and winter vinegar should be aser mehai taima for that reason, and it's not aser. Therefore, this author of this Mishnah can't be anybody from yesterday. The Yesh Lomar, others say, no, the lo dummy, it's not the same. Why? De'ilu gabe kum v'chalav, because when it comes to way of milk, deku hakum lo nishtane mitzura l'tzura. Way doesn't change from form to form. Therefore, de'meikari nami kishahaya ma'urav b'chalav, when the way was in the milk, right? Ba'osa tzura atzmahaya. It was still whey in the milk. Avohacha, but over here, hare nishtana haguf. Is peanut butter the same thing as peanuts? The answer is no. What would be the same of something? Whey and milk. That's the same thing.
Whey is a byproduct.
Right? So we know it would be the same? Maybe orange juice and oranges. It's the same exact thing. All I did was take them and just crushed it. I just squeezed it. It's the same thing. Therefore, if you asser yourself in oranges, maybe, I'm not saying for sure, but maybe, you'd asser in orange juice. Assuming...
So different than peanuts and...
Very different.
What's the similarity between peanut butter and peanut oil? That I see, but peanut butter...
Right, okay, so you have to think it out. I don't know every single case. There's a lot of ingredients in the world. And we're not going to sit here and ask you, you're going to ask me a question, every single one. And what about this? And what about this? We're just talking about rules. That's the Rajba, right?
Accepted.
Didn't we know yesterday that it's a byproduct of that product?
We learned that yesterday?
I thought that's what we...
I don't think that's what we learned yesterday. No. As far as I remember, the only thing we learned really yesterday was...
One of these missions, they confuse you all.
Was milk and whey. Right? We don't learn anything else. We learn things that were not the same. I know the men are not in... Oh, did it put in Yayin. right? It's so different. Wine and grapes are so different, even though they really come from that. So again, I don't know why is wine so different than date honey, right? Then that's the first sheet. The first thing the Ran says is whey and milk are not the same thing as over here. So therefore, whey and milk, the whey and the milk are always the same. Therefore, any Tana that held that can't hold this. Right? Then the Ran says, well, kikari le kuma de chalba, it's called whey of milk, ki adai, ibn neshadai, and taras chalav alav, kari le. It's still called milk. V'lo lahafrish bein zeh la'acher, she'ein nikra kum elazeh. Okay, there's only Avalhacha, Kiamrin and Dvash tomorrow, Vichomes, Tzvanios, Loshia Dayantaris, tomorrow, Vizvanios, Elihan. When you call date honey, but could you call it dates? That'd be incorrect. Can you call whey milk? So according to the Ran, that would be still correct. So it's not the same thing at all. So just because the Tana held that yesterday, doesn't mean they can't hold this today. Because that's true, that no one's going to argue on. No one calls peanut butter peanuts. Nobody does that. It's simply not even true. It's not even accurate. Nobody would do that. Oh, date honey. Oh, pass me the dates. It's not dates. We made it into honey. Right? Nobody would say that. If someone says, oh, someone says, sees the way, oh, pass over the milk. I guess people would do that back then. So that's not the same thing at all. We could debate that, but I hear that point.
Right, you say, pass me, bee honey and date honey. Like,
we're going to get to the bee honey in a minute.
No, you'd say, give me the date honey. You wouldn't say, give me the honey.
We're not talking about date honey. We're talking about if you made an edda from dates. Are you usher in the honey? The answer is a machlokas. Why would someone say you're not? Why would someone say you're not? Because it's not what you asked yourself on. You asked the dates, not date honey. Because if you had honey, nobody would say, ooh, let me have some dates. Nobody would say that. El hafrish ben dvash tomorim, l'dvash acher ben chomet tomorim, l'chomet acher. That's exactly what you just said. Well, just what you said. The only time you would differentiate, the only time you would say it is the differentiate between this honey and that honey. This vinegar and that vinegar. Then you'd say it. But if you're at a table and the only thing there is date honey, you're not going to say pass the dates. You'll say pass the honey. If there's two honeys, you'll say pass the date honey.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you ask yourself on date honey. Because you ask yourself on dates. It's just you want to make sure they pass you the right item. That's not the same thing at all as yesterday. Therefore, that's as it explains the Mishnah. That's why if you ask yourself on, so it's a machlokes, whether or not the Tanaim from yesterday could agree with this or not. That's all we did so far. And we also said there's a machlokes between a byproduct. Tanakama and Chacham seem to be saying the same thing. That what? That it's not a problem. It's not usher. Why? Because byproducts are not usher. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir seems to say they are usher. So the Gemara asks, Chacham Hainu Tanakama. They seem to be saying the same thing. Tanakama said it's mutter, and the Chacham said it's mutter. Ikki b'nayhu hada d'tanya. They're arguing in the following point. D'tanya, klal zeh amr b'shem ben Elazar. B'shem ben Elazar has the following rule: kol shadarko le'echol, anything that's edible, v'derech hayotzim menu le'echol, and the byproducts also edible. Kigon, for example, tamarim date udvash tamarim and date honey. Right? They're both edible. No derbo, usher, biyotzimimetu. If you make a nether in one, you're usher on both. No der, miyotzimimetu, but if you make a nether only on the byproduct, usher bo. You're only usher on the byproduct. Kol she'ein darko lechel, what if something's not edible? V'derech hayotzi mimenu lechol, but the byproduct edible. What's that? Have a cottonseed oil. Cottonseed is not edible, but the oil is, right? So if something's not edible, but the byproduct is edible, no derbo. If you make a neder, I'm not going to eat cottonseed oil. It's not edible anyway. Ain usser. I'm not going to eat cottonseeds. I make a net like that. I'm not going to eat cotton seeds. But anyway, it's not even edible. So ain usher el biyotzni metal. What do you mean to say? You meant to say the byproduct. Because the main product, what you asked is not even edible. Shalot is kavin zeh ella liyotzni metal. You must have meant that. Because nobody, I'm not going to eat that table. Nobody eats tables. I'm not going to eat cotton seeds. No one eats cotton seeds. It's not edible. You must have meant the oil, which is a byproduct. Okay? So how does that answer? How does that answer our question? How does that answer our question? Our question was that the Tanakhama and the Chacham have the same shita, same thing. They both said it's mutter. So the answer is like this: Arm Chacham of our Mishnah, they hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So when the Chachamim said Chacham and Atirin, right? What they meant to say was as follows: when someone makes a neder, they're not going to eat stevanios. Stevanios are winter grapes. You know what? Nobody eats winter grapes. They're not even edible. They're too premature to be edible. So nobody eats that. Okay? Nobody eats that. Therefore, if you want to eat them, let's say you wait and then they become ripe, can you eat them? Yes. Why? Because when you ask it something that's not edible right now, what you meant was on the byproduct. You meant the vinegar. That you meant, that's what you meant. And the Tanakam would hold, no. You said this, it could be edible. It could be. You have to give it time, whatever. Or maybe sasatrak, or some kind of thing like this. It's not like a cotton seed which nobody eats. It could be edible, so it's not right now, maybe not in the best conditions. Then that's also asa. That's what they're arguing about. Okay.
Go. Yeah. A general question. It's so subjective, all these cases. How can the Gemara say that I meant this? It's not like it's so... I don't know what I meant. Anyway, I meant the vinegar. I didn't mean the vinegar.
So in a few minutes, someone's going to ask you a question. In a few minutes. They're not going to answer it, but they're going to ask it. Hanodim in Ayayin, if someone makes an edit, they're not going to drink wine. Mutter b'yayin tapuchim. They're allowed to drink apple wine. Why? Because Tosfos says, the stam yayin anovim ka'amar. Stam yayin is grape wine. What?
In all the cities.
Yeah, all.
Yesterday we said that the makom determined it.
I hear. This is something that's who drinks apple wine. Some people, but not the norm. It's a big minority. Min hashemen. If someone says they're not going to eat oil, mutter b'shemen shumshenim. They're allowed to have poppy seed oil, sesame seed oil. Why? Because again, Tosa says the stam shemen zayis. Min hadvash, if someone says they're not going to have honey, mutter b'shemen b'dvash tamarim. They're allowed to have date honey. Why? Because Tosva says stam dvash is dvash devorim, bee honey. It's stam dvash. What?
Dvash is eretz zoras chalav. Dvash is not bee.
That's right. That's a good point. Later in the week, what's today? Today's Thursday? So either tomorrow or Shabbos, the Gemara discusses when psukim don't follow what people have, the vernacular of the day. We're going to get to that. Min hachomet, if someone says, I'm not going to have vinegar, gesund, mutter bechomet tizvanios. You're allowed to have vinegar from winter grapes. Why are you allowed to have winter grapes? Because Tosfos says, stam chomet is miyayin tov shehechmet. Normal vinegar is good wine that's boiled, not winter grape wine that's spoiled. Winter grapes that's spoiled. Min akretion. If someone says they're not going to have leek, that akretion leek. So mutter de kaplutos. You're allowed to have kaplutos, which is some kind of. How do they translate that in English?
Leeks with a head.
Okay. Min ayarek. If someone says they're not going to have vegetables, mutter be yirakos hasada. You're allowed to have garden of field vegetables. Why? Shahu Shem Levi, because it's an accompanying name. Since it's an accompanying name, you didn't include that. It's not what you meant, and therefore it doesn't count. Tanya.
Potatoes.
What?
Potatoes. Kids say, I eat vegetables, I eat potatoes.
Tanya, Hanodim in Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, if somebody asers oil in Israel, mutter b'shemen shumshenin, so you mutter in sesame seed oil, the aser b'shem and zayis, but you can't have olive oil. Ubabavel, and Ubabavel is the exact opposite, which is sort of answers what you say. Oh, you asked me 5 minutes ago. Because it depends now, right? Ubabavel, aser b'shem and shumshemin. In Babel, you're not allowed to have sesame seed oil. Umutim b'shem and zayis, and you can have olive oil. Why? Because that was the normal oil in Babel. So when you said oil, you meant something normal. Umakum shem istapkin mizeh umizeh, and if we're not sure. Aser bezeh ubezeh. So then you aser in both. Right?
Places that are used both.
What?
Places that they
involve. Right. What if you say, I only meant the olive oil? That's what I meant. What if you say that? So, the Ritva, and the Muke Yosef say that that's only one Yasserin. That's what you said you meant. That's what you said you meant. The Tad says, right, that even if you say which one you meant, we don't believe you and Yasserin both. Why? Because there's a concept when it comes to Nadar, we're Machmir. The Karban Nathanael says, that's Neged HaSeichel. Kind of thing is that? The guy said, this is what I asked myself in. No, Yasserin all oil. Because it's being Machmir. But I said, so it addresses your point. So it's a difficult Taz. The other Rishonim say no. If you said, you only Yasser that, that's all Yasser did. Taz says, oh, we're not sure. What do you mean you're not sure? He said. So, the tension's there. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Isn't that obvious? So the Gemara says, well, Lo Tzricha, the story is as follows. Deruba Minchad, Deruba Minchad, Mistapkin. Most people don't know the difference. Most people don't know the difference, right? So Mal Detema, I would have thought Ezel Basaruba, follow the Rove, Kamash Malan. No, I said it wrong, right?
No,
I'm sorry. Doesn't mean Rove people Ezel Basaruba. I'm sorry. Lo Tzricha Deruba Minchad Mistapkin. Most people use either one. That's the Rove. Most people use either one. They're interchangeable. I would have thought Ozel Basaruba, go after the Rove, right?
Whichever oil is used by more people.
Right. Kamash Malan, Safek Isura Lachumra. We'll go Lachumra, and therefore you usher in both. Right?
Exactly.
What?
Since people still use it, I mean, what's the difference if it's 40% or 51%? I mean, how do you know that when you make a net? You mean oil is used. You've got to go make
God.
You got to
all
do the different oils.
Right, so the Ran says, Safek Isura Lechumra. It's the fourth line from the bottom. The Kivon de Ikka Mi'uta de Mistapke. Since there's a myriad of people that use it, Me'ahu Mina Ikka Lesmuke Dilma Afilu Le'el Leschavein. Maybe you meant it. Okay. Next Gemara. Hano Demin Hayerek. Now, someone makes a neder from vegetables. So Bishar Shnei Shavua, in every other year except for Shemitah, Asr B'Yirakos Hagina, you Asr in garden vegetables, Umutter B'Yirakos HaSadeh, but you Mutter in wild vegetables, right? Says the Ran, the next Ran, the Stam Yerek Shagina, because Stam Yerek of a garden, Mashma, that's what you meant. That's a Yom Mashma on every other year in Ashmita. Flo Yerek said that Shiesh Oshem Levi, not field or wild vegetables, because it has an accompanying name. Look what the Ran says, Miu, Afilu Hachi, Hanodim in Ayayim, if someone asks himself from wine, Aser Bechamra Mavashla, they're Aser in cooked wine, in Yayin Mavushal. Why?
Wine.
What?
Wine.
Exactly, because it's wine. The Chinkas of Ramban. It's not like vegetables. Tahani mina achmina ninu. What we're basically saying is that wild vegetables are like a different thing. When I said I'm not having vegetables, I didn't mean wild vegetables. Same tomatoes. It's like a different thing. Says the Ran, don't tell me that chillet by wine. But wine and wine of vushel, it's one thing. Just because you cooked it doesn't lose its name. Right?
You can tell a wine connoisseur wine and you bring them a bushel, they say, whoa, I can't drink this.
Correct, but that's the same thing as saying you can bring somebody a tomato and you bring somebody a better tomato. It's the same thing. You can buy tomatoes in junky stores and you can buy some gourmet tomatoes. Epis, right? Some fancy tomatoes. What do you call it? Organic, right? All these better tomatoes. So the guy's a connoisseur. That's exactly his point. Just because it's better wine doesn't mean it's not wine. It's just better wine. There aren't that many items in the world that have different grades. Right? A better apple than that apple.
Right,
then you can't. Saying, so wine, you have better grades. All he's saying is, just because it's better, the connoisseur won't drink Yayin Mevushel.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's not wine. It's just not better. This is exactly his point.
He made a neder as a connoisseur.
Right, right, right. Next line, second to bottom line. Uba shviyis aser yirakos hasadeh. And in Shemitah, it's the exact opposite. When you made a neder during Shemitah, what did you make a neder on? Only the wild vegetables. Because the rest of them are allowed to eat. Right? Umutu b'yirakos agina. And you're allowed to have the ones from the garden. Amar b'yavo m'shur b'chanani ben Gamliel. Lo shanu ela b'makom she'ein mevi'in yarek mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. That's only all good if nobody imports vegetables from chutz la'aretz into the Eretz Yisrael. Like today, that's what they do. They bring vegetables from Jordan. Right? Aval b'makom shemavi'in yarek mechutz la'aretz la'aretz asa. But if you bring the vegetables, then it's all asr. Why? Because, yeah, you don't have to walk into a store and you have all these vegetables. Where are they from? They're from the garden, from Jordan. Ketanoi. It's a machlok ketanoi, like we looked in a brisa. Ein mevi'in yarek min chutz la'aretz la'aretz. Don't bring vegetables from chutz la'aretz to aretz. You shouldn't do that. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, mevi'in yarek min chutz la'aretz la'aretz. You can. My time, demand armor, ein mevi'in. What's the reason not to? What's the big deal?
Only
by Shemitah? Yeah. No. Anytime. No. Why not? You see why? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Gush. Because the Chacham Gush means clumps. Clumps of earth. They made a gzeira. They made a gzeira that all land of Eretz, of Chutz La'aretz, the whole world, is Tomei. They made a gzeira like that. Because they don't want you leaving Israel. So you leave Israel, you become Tomei. Right? So fine, if you have to leave, you have to leave. So don't bring it back. Don't bring it back in here and make more tumah in the Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason. Okay. Now, min akruv. If someone says I'm not going to eat kruv, what's kruv in English? Cabbage. It should be the word should be mutter, not asar. It should be mutter. Mutter ba asparagus. It's mutter. In a different kind of kruv. Asparagus kruv, whatever it is. It doesn't mean asparagus what we think asparagus is. It's some kind of different brand. Not different brand. A different species of cabbage.
If this is cabbage, can
we
have
coleslaw? I don't know, one second. So asparagus, what to be kruv? Right? Why? Same thing. It's not the same item. Mina greasin. If someone says I'm not gonna eat greasin, which are ground up grits, we call it grits. That's what it says?
Beans,
ground up beans. Usr b'mikveh. You're not allowed to have porridge, which is made from beans. Ground up beans. Right? We go back to Abed Aleph and look at the Ran. Usr min ha-mikveh. What's mikveh? Tav shel av, it's a thick dish. Shel greisin. V'usr mishum dekaru le-mikveh de-greisin, because you call it that. Next. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. Min ha-mikveh, if somebody says I'm not going to eat porridge, mutter b'greisin. They're allowed to have greisin, which is raw greisin, right? Why? Because that's not called porridge. Min ha-mikveh, if someone asks himself from porridge, asur b'shum. He's not allowed to have shum. What's shum? Garlic. Right? Shum is garlic? So back on Amar Aleph, the Ran says, "Asher b'shum, mishum de mikveh kolel kol davar kafui va'aveh." Because the porridge includes all thick things and all what's kafui, frozen. Yeah, I'm not sure what kafui means.
Why does that have a word?
I don't know. Vishum nami kari mikveh. Shum is also called a porridge. Asher b'shem amachin oso b'maat mayin v'nochal b'kach. You put it into that. It's one of the ingredients. It's one of the ingredients, right? Rabbi Yossi Matir. Again, Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. Min Hashum, if you ask yourself from garlic, mutter b'mikveh. You're allowed to have a porridge without that ingredient, obviously, but you're allowed to have it. It's not the same thing at all.
Unless it's not most in time.
Right. Min Adashim, if someone says they're not going to eat Adashim, Aser ba'ashishim. They're Aser to have some kind of a dish with Adashim fried in honey. What?
Honey fried.
Honey. Right. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says you are. Min ashishim, mutar ba'adashim. And if you say you're allowed to have, I'm not going to have ashishim, you're allowed to have adashim. Chita, chitin, shani toim. If someone says wheat, all kinds of wheat, I'm not going to touch, I'm not going to taste. Aser behen, bein kemach, bein apas. Doesn't matter if it's ground, bread, doesn't matter. Gris, greisin, shani toim. If you say I'm not going to have beans, aser behen, bein b'chayim, bein mevushalim. It's all no good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Konen gris ochita shani toin. if I'm not going to have a gris or a 1 week, 1 wheat, or one, say in singular, mutter lakos chayim. You're allowed to chew it raw. Says the Ran and Amman Aleph. Allowed to chew it raw, the last Ran and Amman Aleph. Shakoseis, eino koseis achas, achas, bifnei atzma. You don't do one at a time. Avol pas, kivin shuguf echad, chita mitri. For some reason, bread is called one unit. Okay. Tanya, Rishir Begamil Omer, chita shani toim, chita that I'm not going to eat. Aser la'afos, you're not allowed to bake it. Umutur lakos, but you're allowed to chew it.
Raw.
Chitim shani toim, but if I say chitim shani toim, chitim, which is plural, aser lakos, that's you're not allowed to chew. Umutur la'afos, that you're allowed to bake. Why are you allowed to bake that? What?
Why?
Yeah, why? What's the reason for that? The paschita mikri dechad gufanamihu. Avachitim mashma lakus. You'll have to chew. Neisha adam kosei schitim bechalukin biachad. Okay, for some reason, I'm not sure. Next, chita chitin. Exactly, chita chitim shani toim. If you say every single chita singular plural, aser bein lakus bein lafos, and it's all aser. Gris shani toim. What about a gris shani toim? Aser lavashal mutal lakus. You can't cook it. You're allowed to chew it. Gris and shani toim. What about gris and shani toim? Aser lakus and mutal lavashal. The exact opposite. Gris and shani toim. Aser bein lavashal bein lakus. It's aser in all ways.
Right.
I don't know what else to say.
Hajin Allah
Hanodim in a Mavushal, Hajin Allah Hanodim in a Mavushal, Hajin Allah Hanodim in Ha Mavushal. Tomorrow we'll begin the new parak. Everybody have a very good day.
Right.